Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Are you looking to wager on all the big games in sports? Well, I have great news for you. Our partners at BetOnline, they continue to get it done. It's as simple as that. They remain the number one source for all your football and basketball betting needs this season. Latest odds, matchup info, player news, game trends, and hey, as your continued source for all sports wagering info, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, live scores, and giveaways all season long. We're talking MMA, tennis, boxing, golf, NFL, NBA, and everything in between. Head on over to betonline.ag. That's betonline.ag to join and receive your 100% welcome bonus with your first deposit. What a deal. Make sure to use our promo code, though, BELIEVE. That's BLEAV to receive your rewards. BetOnline, it's where it's at, and it's where the game starts.
Hey guys, this is Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, and you're listening to the ML Sports Platter.
Back with you, the ML Sports Platter, brought to you by Burn Dairy. Make sure you go gas up your vehicle at participating locations. Burn Dairy, it's all good. Man, those donuts, the chocolate milk, the unbelievable coffee, terrific, terrific wraps and pizza and hot and cold subs. Make sure you head on over to Burn Dairy. Participating locations in Central New York. And a tip of the cap, thank you as well to Stumbling Monkey Brewing Company, Camillo's Golf Club, and our great, great friends over at myhottub.com. They will ship a hot tub to you. $1,000 off your hot tub. Go see them on Instagram and Facebook for all of those specials. And I do want to throw a quick tip of the cap thank you out there to the Syracuse Fitness Store and Chick-fil-A of Cicero and Clay. Let them cater your holiday event at Chick-fil-A of Cicero and Clay. They've got the breakfast, the lunch, the dinner. You can do it all. It's peppermint shake season, right? Chicken tenders. I got Chick-fil-A today. They got the tenders, the nuggets, the mac and cheese. Unbelievable. Chicken travels well. Go see their catering menu right now at cfasite.com/clay. If you're in and around Central New York, again, that's cfasite.com/clay. And hey, leave the cooking to Chick-fil-A, right? Absolutely. And hey, if you're looking to grab a job, you want to get involved in the community with Chick-fil-A, they do all that stuff too. Chick-fil-A of Cicero and Clay, a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. So I'm going to do what I did yesterday, with just kind of a standalone podcast in terms of recapping a game, because rivalry weekend is unbelievable. Thanksgiving week and college football is tremendous. And I am so ready to recap the Iron Bowl. I recapped Michigan-Ohio State yesterday. And by the way, I wanted to correct myself from something I said yesterday. Had a brain fart, was kind of going all over the place. You know, you're recording and talking in the moment. You have everything open. You prepare as much as you can. And sometimes you just have a brain freeze, right? And I did that when I was like, oh, well, the Pac-12, does USC get in? Is there even a title game? Yeah, there's a title game in the Pac-12. My mind went back in time a little bit, and I screwed up. But they do have a title game. We're waiting on that as I record this show. So you're going to hear this show. We're going to know, right, by the time, you know, by the time you hear this, you're going to know, you know, who's in and who's out. But Oregon losing to Oregon State, there is still a possibility. There is still a possibility that USC could still face Oregon. I'm also recording this as Notre Dame is down to USC, 10-0. Although, oh, and there we go. Michael Mayer just caught a touchdown in the corner. So now Notre Dame is obviously right back in it. They were in it at 10-0, but now they're really in it. But the Pac-12 championship, as I record this, it's still there. with Oregon State stunning Oregon, the Ducks can still get in. USC could still face Oregon in the Pac-12 title game. And if you didn't follow it, and I know I'm going to recap the Iron Bowl in a minute, Oregon had a clear path to the Pac-12 title game, period, right? Just beat Oregon State, that's it. But they blew a 31-10 third quarter lead. Are you kidding me? Beavers staged an unbelievable rally to win the rivalry game, formerly known as the Civil War. Now, Oregon's fate is in the hands of Washington State. As I record this, we got late night football. If the Cougars beat Washington in the Apple Cup Saturday night, then the Ducks are in. If Washington wins, then Utah gets in. Again, if Washington State wins the Apple Cup, Oregon will play USC in the Pac-12 championship game. If Washington wins, Utah will get USC in the Pac-12 championship game. So the Pac-12 championship game is still, you know, up for grabs and all the rest. USC is going to be there no matter what, even if they lose to Notre Dame. But the difference is, if USC loses to Notre Dame, they'll be out of the college football playoff picture. I mean, that's really where the big thing is. You know, a lot of times you can play for this, play for that, for your conference title and, you know, everything in between. But the reality is, like, are you still a national championship contender? So let's get into the Iron Bowl. This was just a vintage. One team is so, so much better than the other. It isn't even funny. And Alabama was so prepared. And I really thought that this game was kind of won in the beginning of the game, right? Like, when you look at Bryce Young, I think he's the best quarterback that Alabama has probably ever had, right? He's probably the best one. I mean, no disrespect to, you know, A.J. McCarron, and no disrespect to Mac Jones, Tua Tagovailoa, Jalen Hurts, you know, Joe Namath. Like, this guy Bryce Young is just, he's out of this world, man. And even in the losses that Alabama's had, he's been phenomenal. There's no other way to point it out. He's been ridiculous. And in the Iron Bowl, he was outstanding. He crushed Auburn with his arm, with his legs. I mean, this guy had over 400 yards from scrimmage and four touchdowns. Yeah, he had the bad pick. But don't you take that kind of in Josh Allen form, right? Like, yeah, I'm going to throw a pick. Okay, cool. You're going to give me 400 yards from scrimmage and four touchdowns. That's pretty darn good, right? And I still don't think that Alabama has great playmakers. I really don't. I mean, I like Jahmyr Gibbs as a running back. I do. I think Jahmyr Gibbs could be a top 20 pick, perhaps. I really do. He had 17 carries for 76 yards and a touchdown, average 4.5. Solid day. Really good day. I don't think he's Najee Harris. I don't think he's Derrick Henry. I don't think he's Mark Ingram. But he's pretty good. He's really, really good. And I think he'll be a pro for a long time. But, like, I don't think they have playmakers, like, at all. You know? I really don't. I mean, Burton, Brooks, Law, Bond, who are these guys catching the ball, man? Like, seriously. It's a disaster. They don't have a lot of playmakers. And everybody knows it, right? And so what do? They win with coaching. Nick Saban's a superstar, best ever. Will Anderson Jr., remember the talk not too long ago that he was going to be the best player in college football? And he got hurt. And now he's come back. And he's a junior. And the Hampton, Georgia native, which the Bulldogs really blew it with him. They should have put on the full court press to get him. Will Anderson Jr. is the best defensive player in college football with 8 sacks, 20 solo tackles, and an interception. As a linebacker who can be quasi-hybrid, he is going to be a top probably 10 pick, if not 5. And he's spectacular. And Auburn didn't have any answers for them. Now listen, I applaud Auburn. They finished 5-7 overall, 2-6 in the conference. But, I think people have to understand that usually, in most years, they play the toughest schedule in college football. This year, that was not the case. But they still played a pretty, pretty daunting schedule. They played 4 ranked teams, 3 of which were in the top 10. Right? You go at Mississippi State, always a tough game. You got Arkansas at home. Every game in the SEC is brutal. They lost to Penn State, got buried at home in that game. They only lost by 4 to LSU, got crushed at Georgia, beat, you know, 2 touchdowns at Ole Miss, at Mississippi State, very tough game. You got Alabama, right, on the road, and they got murdered. But, like, 4 ranked teams, and 3 of them are in the top 10. I feel like that's, if you put them in another conference, put them in the MAC, put them in the ACC, put them in the Pac-12, it's probably an 8-win team, right? I mean, it's probably an 8-win team. But people just don't seem to understand that. I'm going to dive into Alabama's college football playoff chances a little bit more than I did yesterday. Next, but first we have some messages from these following ML Sports Platter sponsors.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Back with you here on the ML Sports Platter, all brought to you by our great friends at Byrne Dairy, Stanley Law Offices, and the Vince Aguirre Consulting Group. Hey, log on to vcgtransforms.com today to become a better leader, both personally and professionally. So I literally just said that, and then USC scored a touchdown on Caleb Williams running into the end zone. What a superstar. By the way, he would be the number one pick in the NFL draft if he was allowed to come out, right? But age restrictions, blah, 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 rules. I love this kid. I loved him at Oklahoma. He got, you know, brought over with Lincoln Riley. He's just so special. You know, runs a read option, can throw it deep, can throw it short, reads all the defenses, easy to coach, hard work ethic. He's really good. USC versus Alabama, right? That, I mean, that's, as I record this now, my feeling is that USC is going to win this game. Alabama does not have a chance to play in the SEC championship game because they lost to LSU. And so, you know, if they were, if they had won that game and played for the title for the SEC and won, they'd clearly be in the college football playoff. If they lost, they'd still have maybe an argument. But all I can tell you is USC, Alabama, I mean, what a great year in college football. Seriously, it has delivered on every possible level. Has it not? I mean, it's been unbelievable. It's been absolutely outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. I can think to myself, like, every single week has been spectacular in its own right. And rivalry week has been, that and then some. I mean, it's just been an unbelievable ride. And I think going into the year, you know, we kind of looked at it like, okay, it's going to be, here we go. It's going to be Georgia, Ohio State. It's going to be Alabama and probably Clemson. Well, surprise, South Carolina beats Clemson, right? So Clemson's out of the college football playoff picture. Alabama loses 2 games. So they've got obviously work to do. They won the Iron Bowl, but they have, you know, work to do. They need help and all the rest. And Ohio State lost to Michigan, right? And so I think people thought that Michigan was probably a team that was definitely in the picture, but nobody saw Blake Corum coming. And what a win that was. What a win against Ohio State. I mean, no Blake Corum, basically. I mean, what, rushed it 1 or 2 times? I mean, what a win for Michigan. I think it's the win of the year. I really do. I think it's absolutely the win of the year in college football. To go into Columbus, rival game, and not have literally your best player in Blake Corum, that's a big deal. Big deal. He got 2 carries for 6 yards. Come on. Blake Corum, I've said it from the beginning of the year. I've said it. Whether you've listened to videos, podcasts, whatever the case may be, Blake Corum has been a Heisman Trophy candidate. There's no doubt. I mean, Blake Corum has led Michigan in rushing every single game but two. And we're talking 76, 88, 71, 243, 133, 124, 177, 109, 162, 108. The guy's a freaking stud. He's an absolute monster. 245 carries for 1,457 yards and 18 touchdowns. He deserves a chance to go to New York City for the Heisman Trophy presentation. He deserves to be in the final cut. He really does. But I think this thing's going to come down to Alabama and USC. I really do. And I'm here for it. I really am. You know, I'm here for it. I love the fact that we are going to have the last spot probably decided. And again, this is also assuming that TCU wins the Big 12 title game. Because right now, as I record this, and USC's up at halftime, I feel confident that they're going to win the game because they're a better team and they have Caleb Williams. But Notre Dame, I mean, Notre Dame's really caught on. I mean, this is a far cry from the team that lost to Marshall, right, at home in the beginning of the year. I am so pumped up at this point. We've got Georgia. We've got TCU. Georgia, Michigan, TCU. And then that fourth spot to me, because LSU is going to get rolled by Georgia. And if LSU beats Georgia, I'll be stunned. LSU's a really good team, but Georgia's elite. So I would be stunned by that. I mean, Georgia has every advantage. They have better. I mean, Brian Kelly's a great coach. Kirby Smart, probably an edge there, right? I mean, the running game, McIntosh and company. I see Georgia as having a million advantages. Their defense is unbelievably suffocating. Unbelievable defense. I mean, one of the best defenses we've seen. And last year was with N'Kobe Dean and Jordan Davis and all those friggin' studs. And this year, they're just arguably as good. So I'm really, really, really excited to see how this thing plays out between USC and, I tell you, Alabama has a shot. Because if you think about the losses, you know, at Tennessee, last possession, overtime, the two-point conversion by LSU, it was just a, you know, you either get it or you don't, right? You either make the 3-foot putt or you don't in the moment. And LSU made the putt. So a lot of good things to look forward to here. I can't wait to see how this thing unfolds. And, of course, we've got the title games coming up this weekend. Super, super fun. Hey, if you are downloading, subscribing, and rating and reviewing the ML Sports Platter, I appreciate it. It's all over the major platforms. So please, again, please, 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 download, subscribe, rate, and review. Get me on YouTube, Mike L. Sports, and at Mike L. Sports on Twitter. You can find the ML Sports Platter on Facebook and on Instagram. We are brought to you by our great friends over at Stanley Law Offices, Barks and Rec Doggy Daycare, Ken's Auto Detailing, Camilla's Golf Club, and Brian Conboy, MassMutual New York State. Tax-efficient retirement planning. Go with Brian today. Advisors.massmutual.com. That's advisors.massmutual.com. I tell you what, I peeked at my retirement the other day. I've been investing with Brian Conboy for years, and I'm pretty pumped. I didn't think I was going to be able to retire, right? With my schedule and life, and I had kids when I was older, and I think I might be able to. So it's all because of Brian. He makes everything happen. Whatever plan you need, he's got it. Kids going off to college, maybe you're retiring, whatever the case may be, get on board with Brian Conboy. Advisors.massmutual.com. Brian Conboy of MassMutual New York State. He is a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. Hey, as I always tell you, enjoy the games.
Did you know that My Hot Tub came from global leaders in the hot tub industry, and their hot tub did not? That's a fact. Look it up. Did you know that My Hot Tub was built in the United States with the highest standard of quality control? Yeah, their hot tub is out of control. Did you know that My Hot Tub has factory direct pricing, comes with customer service support 7 days a week, has an extensive warranty, and offers free shipping to your home, and came with an incredible financing plan? Yep, you guessed it. Sorry, their hot tubs simply don't. When it comes time for you to choose the right hot tub for you and your family, remember, there's My Hot Tub and there's their hot tub. Smart shoppers choose My Hot Tub every time. MyHotTub.com. Experience the difference in person and visit their showroom in Destiny, USA, or visit them online at MyHotTub.com. Why go with their hot tub when you can go with My Hot Tub? MyHotTub.com.
The ML Sports Platter is brought to you by Bet Online and sponsored in part by the Vince Aguirre Consulting Group.
Listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.